Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a significant development that highlights the evolving landscape of international relations, India is set to host a crucial meeting of foreign ministers from the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, commonly referred to as the Quad, comprising India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. This meeting, scheduled for 26 May 2026, in New Delhi, will be the first such engagement since the previous Quad Foreign Ministers meeting held in Washington in July 2025, under the second Trump administration. The Quad, an informal strategic forum, is focused on promoting a free, open, inclusive, and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. To understand the significance of this meeting, it's essential to delve into the evolution and timeline of the Quad. The conceptual origin of the Quad dates back to 2004, when India, the US, Japan, and Australia coordinated humanitarian relief efforts following the Indian Ocean tsunami. This initiative laid the groundwork for what would later become the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue. In 2007, the Quad was formalized at the Manila ASEAN meeting, where Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe articulated the confluence of the two seas doctrine in a speech to the Indian Parliament on 22 August 2007. However, the forum went dormant in 2008 after Australia, under Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, withdrew due to Chinese pressure. The Quad was revived in November 2017 on the sidelines of the ASEAN East Asia Summit in Manila, marking the beginning of Quad 2.0. Since its revival, the Quad has seen significant developments, including the first Quad Leaders Summit, which was held virtually on 12 March 2021, and the first in-person Quad Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C. on 24 September 2021. The Tokyo Summit on 24 May 2022 saw the launch of the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness IPMDA initiative, and the Hiroshima Summit in May 2023 further solidified the grouping's commitment to regional cooperation. The Quad's institutional architecture is built around the concept of a free and open Indo-Pacific, FOIP, which originated with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's Confluence of the Two Seas address. The United States adopted this framework under the Trump administration in 2017. And it is now central to the strategic outlook of all four Quad partners. China, however, views the Quad with skepticism, characterizing it as an emerging Asian NATO and a containment vehicle. Beijing leverages the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, and the BRICS grouping as counterweights to the Quad-led Indo-Pacific architecture. India's position within the Quad is distinct, as it insists that the Quad is not a military alliance. New Delhi resists militarizing the platform while deepening functional cooperation in areas such as technology, supply chains, and maritime awareness. India also balances its long-standing partnership with Russia, which has been openly critical of the Quad, while preserving its strategic autonomy as the only Quad member not in a formal treaty alliance with the United States. Another significant initiative related to the Quad is the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, IPOI, launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok on 4 November 2019. The IPOI consists of 7 pillars, aiming to promote regional cooperation and stability. 26 May 2026, meeting of the Quad Foreign Ministers is significant, as it will be the first such meeting under a full year of the second Trump administration. The meeting will be attended by Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State since January 2025, known for his hawkish stance on China, Penny Wong, the Australian Foreign Minister since 2022, representing continuity in the Albanese-Wong line, and Toshimitsu Motegi, the Japanese Foreign Minister, representing the LDP-led coalition. Bilateral meetings on the sidelines and calls on Prime Minister Modi are expected to take place. The expected agenda for the meeting includes the expansion of IPMDA coverage, critical minerals supply chain coordination, semiconductor policy alignment, infrastructure financing aligned with the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, PGII, counterterrorism cooperation, and Indo-Pacific connectivity and resilient supply chains. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India's foreign policy, bilateral, regional, and global groupings, and the effects of policies and politics of developed and developing countries on India's interests. The analytical themes that can be derived from this topic include balancing strategic autonomy with plurilateral commitments, India's Indo-Pacific strategy, the significance of the Quad vis-a-vis China, and the institutional evolution of the Quad. For prelims, it's essential to remember key facts such as the founding year of the Quad, its evolution timeline, the launch of IPMDA, the pillars of the IPOI, and the origin of the FOIP concept. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Quad members are India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. The origin of the Quad can be traced back to the Tsunami Co Group in 2004. Quad 1.0 was formalized in 2007 in Manila but lapsed in 2008 after Australia's withdrawal. Quad 2.0 was revived in November 2017. The first Quad Leaders Summit was held virtually on 12 March 2021, and the first in-person Quad Summit took place on 24 September 2021 in Washington, D.C. The IPMDA was launched at the Tokyo Summit on 24 May 2022. The IPOI was launched by Prime Minister Modi at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok on 4 November 2019. The FOIP concept was first articulated by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in his Confluence of the Two Seas speech to the Indian Parliament on 22 August 2007. The 2026 Quad FM meet is scheduled to take place in New Delhi on 26 May 2026 and will be hosted by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. The significance of the Quad and its meetings underscores the complex and evolving nature of international relations in the Indo-Pacific region, with implications for global security, economic cooperation, and geopolitical balances. As the Quad continues to evolve, its impact on the regional and global landscape will be a critical area of study and analysis for understanding the dynamics of international relations and their implications for India's strategic position and interests.